But with the National Security Advisor actually tweeting these types of conspiracy theories, it leads to questioning his judgment and whether or not it was a joke. It should be made clear if he thought it was a joke. But people take this, and when people in power say things on Twitter accounts, it gets taken very seriously. So we certainly need to be holding our leaders accountable.
Aaron, I do think it's important, though, that Mike Flynn Sr. was actually tweeting about something entirely different. It wasn't Pizzagate.
It was another child sex ring scandal conspiracy.
But hold on, Nair, let me point out, though, what he was suggesting actually had some basis in truth. There's a man named Jeffrey Epstein who was convicted of child pornography. Bill Clinton took several flights with this individual, and there were some real questions as to why these flights were not on the books, what happened on these flights.
Are we really going to do this? Are we really going to go down these fake rabbit holes?
They are two separate things.
Again, trying to parse all of this information about this connection with that connection, this is exactly how conspiracies start, and this is exactly the type of logic and reasoning that we need to all be working against and start working with facts. I mean, this is a post-fact universe that we're working in.